after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. This is your boy, Shetty J, one of the hosts of the craziest shows in the world. I got my girl Taryn Lamone in the building. What's up, Taryn Lamone?
What's up, what's up?
Not much. Oh, man. I am crunk, y'all. Y'all know I'm going to get into it in a few. Y'all know what? Today is Wednesday. What is Wednesday, everybody? It's hump day. You know what we got?
It's
hump day. So, reminding you, on every hump day, We do it like we do it. If you're going to hump somebody, please do it.
Responsibly.
Yeah. All right. So that we got that public service announcement. So we make sure. And I know a lot of y'all were like, man, baby, and we get the most this or whatever. But, you know, a lot can happen within these next up. You know, some of y'all that's over in the East Coast, you know, a lot can happen to hours. That hours can turn into the real life and the data. So I save you. Or you can get your friends. So I say, Jesus, no, I say.
All right.
So, man, and hold on. We good now, madam? We good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and I got to go into some news. And I didn't share this with y'all on the Monday, so I forgot to do it. Y'all know how I am. I'm Mr. Forgetful. But, so today at my regular person job, I was it was just so fun today. We actually ended up having a talent show today at the work, and man, there's a lot of great people. They had people playing trumpets, flutes, guitars. They had people rapping. They had people doing poetry. They had people taking up their chips. They had people doing stand-up comedy. There was another person doing stand-up comedy. And then, of course, George Truly was doing stand-up comedy. Now, lovely thing is, today was actually the first day I ever, you know, this is actually the first time I've ever done comedy as far as stand-up for people. I have never done stand-up before today, and man, today it got me out of, you know, it got me over that hump of saying, okay, it's this first one. It was definitely a great experience, and I appreciate everyone. And big ups to winning second place in the talent show. So I was just crying, y'all. Y'all don't understand. Like I mean, it was just so great. And then overall, man, it was just great. I just happened to come and try to enjoy this thing. That man, it was good to see that one of my gifts, you know, actually meant something to it, and it was going in and had people just dying laughing and whatnot. So I appreciate it. I appreciate everyone that shows some love. And as far as like stuff for comics and stuff, I mean, I recommend that some people are like, well, they just did the first one today. But still, I still know funny and how to be funny at the end of the day. And one of the things is, I say, is don't try to be another comedian. You can always look up to a comedian and have them as a forefront, but don't try to be another comedian. Tell jokes your way.
Just
and,
like
of course,
that.
One thing I always say, stories. A lot of people tell stories, be a good storyteller. You know, that's why I dress up day to day, just being myself. I won't try and be Kevin Hart or whoever else. I'm just being Fetty J.
Yep, yep.
Express yourself. Oh, man. So I'm still tripping off of it. It's just so surreal. I'm like, oh, my God. So, Karen, what's been going on with you today?
Pretty much. I went to work today. Other than that, I've been kicking back. My brother actually split his chin today, so that was crazy because he's trying to get into the shower, the 5-year-old, and he's trying to get into the shower, and then he slipped and busted his chin. But everything was smooth, but it kind of had me, stressed out. So other than that, I kind of just chilled today. I was waiting on the show because I've been so excited to, get these interviews going and talk, been excited about the show, really.
All right. Oh, so sad to be spelling somebody's name in chat room extra wrong. Sorry, but Matthias, I'm all wrong with spelling the name. There we go. Good. That way. Good.
All right.
So, unfortunately, having later on the show, should we have my boy, our model, Kevin Lynch on the show, and we'll be chopping it up with him. So, let's see if that goes down. Other than that, man, we're going to chop it up. We're going to bring out some of the hot news, hot events that we know for doing. And y'all know it's a reminder of Fridays. We do shows on every Friday now. And that's the Let's Talk More Music show on every Friday here on Life of the Dust Live. It's an earlier show. So we give you enough time to, get crumbled before you go party or whatnot. So there you go.
Just like that.
All right, so we'll go to some music and then we'll be back on Life and Dope Live with your boy City J, my girl.
And Lamonsky.
Yeah. All right, so let's go ahead and let's take it to. I'm going to go ahead and go to the industry person. I just want to play my up and coming artist, so I got to play this song because any day I just got finished talking about this. Just be yourself, don't try to copy paste. It's Diggy Simmons, right here on Life of Just Lies with your boy City J, girl later Karen Lamonsky.
It's Diggy, Queen, you with me? Yeah, let's get it. Hit my $1 million swag. I tell them 10 folk, cause they wanna copy that. In the mall, not a shopping bag. Baby girl, what you want? Your boy got the tab. If your man say where you at, I'ma tell him I ain't seen her. Better hit her on a jack. She gone for the evening. I make him lean back. Don Cartagena, yeah, you know what's up. Martin, Tommy, Gina, I'm the lead off like Derek Jeter. They copy my demeanor. They be jacking, I know they watching. I act like I don't see them, but. Rockin' moccasins, or go Jeremy Scott on her. Louboutin, look like they got spots on her. My ratings is up, cause everybody watching it. I be VIP, you online, with a rope beard. Don't come any closer, you might step on my culture. Ladies, it's your jam, leave your jacket on the sofa. Have a little class, put your glass up on a coaster. Get up on the floor, shake it like you supposed to. If you know you getting over, tell them, copy,
all right, everyone, welcome back to Life at Death Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and your girl, Tara Lamone.
Yeah, man.
What's up, Trina Lee? Says Black Jesus. What's up? Y'all wild, man. Y'all crack me up with that. Love it. Oh, man. But okay, so man, there's so much already, man. There's some boiling hot mess. Okay, yeah, I remember the stuff that happened back with Beyonce, right? How everybody was just on watch of is it really her baby? Is she really pregnant? You know, say something about her baby bump. Well, guess who's now in the limelight about this now too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who the new person in limelight is?
Kim K.
Yeah, man, what is going on with that nonsense, man? I'm looking at it now, it's tripping me out. Like, apparently they got pictures, and they got pictures comparing her from a very recent dinner to some pictures of her on the red carpet of the pet this past Saturday.
Wow.
I'm doing the double take back and forth. She got about the same style dress on. It's a black dress, lace top on top of the dress, that kind of stuff. And I'm looking, and you know, it is kind of weird that she. Yeah, I'm confused here.
This is crazy.
You know, everybody was saying on Beyonce, but no, look at y'all. Look at this. Wow. What the heck is going on? I'm going back and scroll down. I don't know what to say about this one. Yet again, we got another person getting caught up with this whole, do I got a baby, do I not got a baby, maybe I do. You know, it's on layaway or whatever. I don't know what's going on right now. Oh man, I don't know. What do you think, Terry? I don't know.
I mean, she could just be doing. I mean, I don't know. She could be trying to let people know. You know what I'm saying? Some other stuff. She could be trying to, you know, give off some stuff plus gain some attention. So who knows? Like, that is just too much for me. Too much. So I don't know. I can't see how you just went from looking like 8 months, like you about to bust, to flat stomach. I just don't.
Man, some people might call me a hater or whatnot, but Kim Kardashian's ass is not that nice, people. I'm sorry. You're talking to an assologist, and I know
asses.
And that ass is not as much as people be trying to big it up to be. I'm just sorry. It's not like how y'all make it sound.
Oh, my gosh.
People, when are y'all going to get to y'all take skulls? Gosh darn it. Okay, let me get off of her, because y'all know how, man, y'all know how I get work. I got to spend too much time talking about her. Okay, so apparently, Now, slipping through, wow. I'm looking at this crazy thing. What the heck? Okay, so there's a site called Sugar Daddy for Me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, I guess it's a site where you know, for those that know what Sugar Daddy is, usually an older dude that paid that flip money. I was paying money for younger women's stuff, paying their bills, and woo. There's a website I'm dedicated to that called SugarDaddyForMe.com. Now, there's a big controversy, but a lot of people are going in. and they just happen to find friends. Now, apparently, there's a profile over on SugarDaddyForMe.com, and apparently, Karuchi, whatever her name is, she's apparently on the site. You know, some people are like, man, get that money, whatever. But I don't know. I mean, there's a couple different things. Do y'all think it's a fake page? If it is a real page, like, dang, she's just putting it out there that, hey, I want a sugar daddy. You know, you can't deny that she has gold digger. Just like that. I mean, seriously, that ain't just says gold digger written all over it. I want an older dude who's going to blow money on me. That's exactly what I mean. Who would join something that has that kind of attention to it? So I mean, kind of tell her about yourself.
Wow, that's crazy.
Okay, I gotta see what the heck is going on. What is this? Okay, let's find out what's going on. Okay. Dun, dun, dun. All right, I'm like really trying to do my math here. I'm going back and forth. I still need to figure it out. Okay, so there's another picture on. Yeah, I mean, it's going in these pictures today on me to check out. Now, apparently one of our favorite pop stars posted sexy pics with her then boyfriend, and now they're on the outs. It has leaked. Y'all gotta watch what y'all do for some of these dudes. Y'all take these pictures. I'm trying to look and see what this is. I'm having to turn over and over and over and keep looking. I keep trying to look at the face. I can't really see the face that well. It's driving me nuts. Whoever she is, she has a very, very, very perfect arc. We got to give her a hand for that. So I don't know who it is. I'm turning my head. I'm turning upside down. I can't figure it out. I don't know who it is. And they're not telling us, man. No, I don't like this game. I don't like it. Pineapples, no. All right, I want one more social media takeout for the day. Oh, Lord. Lord. Whew, it's not a hot mess. This is hot. This one is hot. So, this over in your hood right now, Miss Terry. Now, they got a picture of delicious laying down. Dang it.
Yeah.
Boy, that is just not right. It's not right, everybody. It's not right.
He has the cake. She does. Shout out to Delicious, though. Real talk. She has the cake.
Y'all sit there talking about running around, talking about Kim K buttons of all day. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is what, you know, y'all dwell over it. That's what you dwell over. That.
Yeah, Delicious.
Oh, man.
She do. You gotta give her props because she doing her thing. She thick too. All natural too. All natural. That's all natural. That's
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Clap for that one. Yes. Oh, man. You got me riled up. All right, we gotta go to the next one. We gonna go to my favorite website, clumsycricks.com. You know how they do it over there. Always straight foolishness. Some people will be back on Life of the Dust Live. You're born 30 days. Terran and Terran Lomoske.
Yes.
This is my boy Turquoise Jeep. And this is, you know, this is a very special song since it is Hump Day. So remember, do it responsibly. Remind y'all of that. Okay, here we go. Licky Sticky.
Tummy scratch.
Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Do you want to get?
You want to get a little bit of the kitchen?
Yeah. Do you want to get?
I got a lot of sticky to give you, girl.
Do you want to get? Girl, I know your days is long. You've been working hard and your time is short. But I feel like you and I can enjoy our time and make it work. See, I know your body is aching. Looking at the clock, you're hating. Back and forth, cause you're both about to wait in. Get out, you're both amazing. If you make it here, you can take care of your mind and your body. Don't be scared. Even though we're apart, you'll be there. Keep your eyes closed, baby, and think clear. I need you like you need me. Cause when time comes, you'll feel me. Not once, not twice, but repeatedly. It's a question I gotta ask. You wanna get licky, or sticky? Let's put them both together. I'ma give you licky.
Thank you.
That jizz right there, Lord.
Oh, man, we back. Man, I had to buy to play that song. I gotta play it quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we back there for a crazy music break. And we had Turquoise Jeep song, Sticky Sticky, and then follow up with Soul for Real's Candy Rain, man. Classic, 90s classic. You cannot go wrong with Candy Rain.
Shout out to the 90s babies.
Yes, yes. Oh, well, you know, I'm an 80s baby, but like
90s
baby.
I'm a 90s.
Cool. I rock to the 90s music. 90s. Man, shout out. You know what? Speaking of that, too, man, a lot of people be showing that I love them. My 90s R&B mixes I be doing on SoundCloud. I don't even promote my SoundCloud, man. That's crazy.
Wow.
And people are like just on there like, I mean, the plays on it is ridiculous. I did not know that people be like listening to that. I don't promote it. I use my SoundCloud, but I don't use it at the same time. So it's a good look to see that people like really are listening to the mixes and like, man, and they can't get enough of it. They be there. You're like, we can do another one. So now I got another one I see. All right. So we got some, you know, y'all know when I go to Clubs and Crooks, I'm guaranteed bringing some stupid foolishness. All right. So y'all ready?
Oh, you ready?
Okay. So first comes story from clubsandcrooks.com, which is a site of idiotic criminals, and also sometimes you get caught too. It's rude to do some really dumb stuff. Now, in this case, this is crazy. A thief returns $800 from a 1980s Michigan burglary. What the heck is going on in Detroit? What is going on in Detroit? In Michigan? You're going to Michigan as a state. What is going on there?
Oh, man. Look, it's crazy out here, man. First of all, I'll be the first to, you know, get on here for all of Detroit and say, screw the whole city council. That's just what it is. That's a word out of my mouth. Screw the whole city council. They have done nothing but ruin the city. I mean, it's crazy out here. I mean, it's just worse. It's getting worse. It's going to get worse as far as they now, you know, they just doing too much. I mean, the whole state is running, like, you know, a lot of cities. So it's just like we're about to run down even harder. So, as much as I don't like the fact, y'all going to be hearing a lot more about Detroit and what's going to be going on. Because, I mean, it's already like a big depression here either way it goes. So it's about to get real. That's all I can say. But once again, screw the whole city council. Words out of my mouth.
It's the words out of her mouth. You heard it. Now, I'm going to go into more about this story. This is too much. Okay, so apparently a burger is expressing her burger. A burglar is expressing guilt about stealing $800 from a Western Michigan store 3 decades ago. Has repaid the money plus some interest. God dang.
Wow.
Now, check this out. Well, y'all wait till y'all catch this. The anonymous thief sent in a note in $1,200 in $100 bills to the Berry County Sheriff's Department in Hastings. And they arrived Monday, which was reported by Wood TV. Wow. Yeah, I've never heard of that before. So, I mean, a dude decades ago steals his $800, and then he says to himself, oh, it's 2013, let's go ahead and I want to do something for society. And I wouldn't give that money back to that store. And not only does he get them the money back, but he pays them an interest? Wow. It was on his conscience. I guess it was on his bucket list of things to do before he dies or whatever, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird. I mean, do we commend them or do we not commend them? I mean, some people wouldn't even do that. They wouldn't even do that. That's just weird.
True, Lord. I mean, hey, I don't know, it's kind of crazy, man. He did that 3 decades ago, but at the same time, he has a good heart, so it's like, can't say everybody would have did that. So, yeah, I guess, like, you know, heads up to him for that one. That was different. That was cool, though. So, wow, it must have been on his conscience for a long time for him to think about that, though.
Yes, and actually the department said they weren't having any interest in reopening the case because of the time that has passed. Wow. I don't know what to say. Like, wow. Wow, wow, wow. This is new. I mean, I've heard of this kind of stuff you see on TV. You don't really see this in person. I have never heard something like this. This is too much. What the heck is going on? All right, let's go to the next story. What the heck? Oh, God, this cheap one. All right, this is going on for my boy Ronaldo D, man. It's over his area. Now, here's a crazy thing. Apparently, a cologne smell has led to a drug arrest. Ooh. Police in North Carolina said the odor of freshly sprayed cologne at a traffic checkpoint led to the discovery of marijuana in pills. The Salisbury Police Department said that Officer J.R. Cable became suspicious when he detected the strong odor of freshly sprayed cologne coming from a vehicle at a traffic checkpoint in search of vehicle.
Wow.
Wow.
What's going on with people, man?
So, I mean, I'm just really trying to figure this out. So the cologne, but you know how it is. You know how like something stinks, and you're trying to hide it. You know, and people try to mask it with cologne, and they don't quite get it. I mean, that's probably what happened. You know, these dudes. It's probably because they probably had. I want to see how much they had to see if we get some more info on that. I'm really wondering how much they have that it was that noticeable. That's crazy.
Well,
you know, turning people that got arrested, man, they're getting three counts. They were jailed for three counts of drug possession on top of that.
Wow, damn.
Well, some people say only, but, you know, I would have thought it been higher. It was only a $5,000 bond. So, wow.
How much did you have that you had
cologne that was masking, trying to mask it, and it was noticeable? Because you know how it is, like I said, when someone's stinky and then you spray the cologne, it makes cologne stronger, but it don't quite smell like the cologne anymore. It's like a mixture between stench and whatever. That's the kind of thing that does happen. So, guys, we learned something today. Not only did we learn about that, but we learned if you stink, make sure you don't think that a bunch of cologne is going to do it. It's not going to do the trick. I'm sorry, y'all. Just masking and cologne is only going to make you smell worse. All right,
that's
next story. Burglar. Oh, my God. People are just so sick. A burglar with a fetish for underwear is caught rifling through homeowner's washing basket. Oh, my God, y'all. That's gross. Okay, a man admitted burglary in a house in search of underwear has been in jail today. A 39-year-old Alan Bartlett from Newport St. Walls, that's over there, in the UK, pleaded guilty to breaking into a house to satisfy his unusual fetish. And my thing is, he was in a washing basket. So was he like, oh, my God, you don't really dig it. Was he like rummaging through pennies and stuff that were like not fresh?
That's disgusting.
I'm about to get real nasty on y'all. I'm about to take a picture for y'all a little bit more for those of y'all that weren't quite there yet. Am I the only person that's like really like painting a picture in my head that, wait a minute, you mean to tell me that this dude had been sniffing some period pennies?
Oh, no.
What if he was doing that, y'all? I'm just saying, this dude is too much. You're too much, bro. I don't know what to say. You're sniffing skid marks and all that. I just don't understand.
Oh, hell.
People just doing too much. Some of these fans, they can be doing some crazy stuff. But I guess everybody got their own type of freak, but just keep that freak away from me. All right, so next crazy one now. This is crazy. A drug man falls asleep face first in French fries, said police. A man who fell asleep face down in food Friday night at a Putnam County restaurant got a rude awakening when police tapped on his shoulder, according to a Cookeville Herald citizen. A restaurant staff at the Hardee's on Hickory Avenue in Cookeville, Tennessee, called police after Bratton Howell Cook III, who was 32, fell asleep with his face planted in a plate of French fries and ketchup.
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all, I'm telling y'all, don't get drunk and disorderly. I seen it firsthand. I saw it come out one time, and this is one of the wing spots I go to a lot, especially like during the football season. On Sundays, they have like 39-cent wings and be going down.
What?
So apparently, yeah, 39. You heard me, like 39-cent wings. It's a steal. But then they rose them up. I forgot. It was 33 cents. They moved to 39. I can imagine them getting higher. That's how they do things around there. But going on more from that, this drunk dude was in there, and apparently he just came in. I guess he was drunk and hung on from the night before, and he was just in there most time, and he was passed out on the table, wasn't waking up or nothing. And so they realize, oh, this dude has to be drunk. So they go wake him up, and he's like, and he now literally, he's like, so they finally wake him up, and then he just starts getting his orderly, and then he raises up in their face, and then he thrusts in their face and says, hey, you, he keeps waking up, trying to touch me and wake me up. Do you want some dick? I got some dick for you. You want some dick? Dick. And he's like yelling at it. And then this is a girl that comes trying to wake him up. And so then this dude trying to wake him up. And he says, hey, you, what are you doing messing with me? You want some dick too? I mean, this dude was just extra drunk. I don't know what the heck was wrong with him. And he was tripping. I'm laughing because I'm like, is this where like Kevin Hart got his joke from? Because this dude was Kevin Hart joke.
That is crazy.
I was like, this was a drug. That drug thing there was too much, man. He was just doing the most.
Yeah, I'd have been cracking up.
Well, I was. I tell that joke every time I see people when they go in there. I'm like, y'all got to see this. So, oh, God, y'all doing too much. All right, so we got about 13 more minutes of this show, and go ahead and remind y'all again on Friday we'll be having our Let's Talk More Music show, and then on Monday we'll be celebrating the Life at the Dust Live's 4th anniversary show, and I mean, it's going to be bananas. We're going to have some crazy calls all day. I never know who's going to call in to show some love. We also got on the Wednesday, the following Wednesday, we're going to go on a very, very, very deep topic. No one talks about it. I don't know why that's such a taboo topic, but we're going to talk about it on Life It Does Live because, hey, that's what we do. We touch stuff that people won't touch. Except some panties that dude was in his face. That's the only thing we don't touch. But anyways, oh, man. We're going to be talking about modeling versus pregnancy, and I don't care what nobody says, it is a very, 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 very taboo subject because no one talks about it. You know, it's always like we always just focus on, oh, yes, she's so beautiful, and we talk about, you know, we just focus on them when they're not pregnant and stuff, and then kind of just put them in a whole abyss for a second and forget about them and say, oh, when they come back and they're not pregnant anymore, then bam. And sometimes some of the models do that to themselves because they feel that way. They put themselves, they kind of put themselves in that. So we'll be talking to two of them about how these are two models who are currently pregnant, who also are still promoting themselves, doing what they got to do, promoting stuff, and they're not being fake about that, letting people think pregnant and everything. They still are being real good fans. But they also, you know, just keep in contact with their fans and whatnot. So we're going to learn from them as far as how do you do it best. And we got to talk to my girl Kino, and we got to have my girl Kino special because her being a mom as well, I'm pretty sure she knows about how people are being positive as well from first hand. So I'm glad to have a co-host who knows the first hand as well. So at the end of the day, you can say what you want to say, but you can't doubt the gift of life. Like, why should a model have to stop all of a sudden because she's pregnant, and why should she, you know, all of a sudden say, okay, now that I'm suddenly pregnant, I got to make these plans and not model anymore. You don't have to do that. You can
yeah,
you
that's
know how
true.
To do it. You know how to make it balance, and a lot of people have made it balance. So we'll be talking to them about that. And we've had models in here before in the past talk about this, their stories and stuff like that. Like my girl Kay Renee, she talked about how, you know, she's doing very well now, modeling. Matter of fact, she's probably doing way more better than she was before she had kids. So she has kids, and yet she didn't let that stop her as far as following her dreams still. So that's what you gotta learn. Like, you know, if you want to, you gotta find a way to make it balance. And that goes for anything in life. So we'll be talking to them about that. And then on that Friday, I know what's going on next Friday. We are going to be in the beautiful, 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 beautiful. Texas, y'all. I'm telling y'all, y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand. I'm going to turn up about it. Okay, I see we got a caller from the 404. Let's see what we got. Who is this in the 404?
What's up, man? What's up, man?
What's up?
What's up? Hey, man, I love y'all. I love y'all to death, man. I just been really just cool. Man, I've been just trapping like a fool. I've been turned up, too, man. Like, I made $50,000 in the trout last night, and I still got a metro, man. But I love y'all radio station, man.
Thank you, man. You're going to break us off some of that money, man. You
right,
know, we're
going right.
to make bands and make her dance.
I was really just lying. I was flexing.
You said $50,000.
You know how we do it, man.
You got $25,000, right? At least that much.
Yeah, man. Y'all can look me up at Man Man Splash Nino on Facebook, man. Just, you know, you just mess with me, man. I love y'all, man. I'm young, you know. I'm doing my thing, man. You know, I was just lying then, though, man. I ain't in the trap, man. You know, you got to have hard. You got to be hard sometimes.
That's how some of them be. They be acting like, yeah, man, shoot. Like, it be a lot of people, they be swearing up and down. That's because they get to the hood. They get to the, all of a sudden, get the hood startup kit. And all of a sudden, I'm going to be a trap rapper now. Yeah, I know how to talk about drugs and this and that. Already, man. I'm about to be big.
Yeah, they be flexing, man. They ass gonna go to jail. That's where they gonna go.
That's crazy.
What you got going on, Carla? Besides getting the breaking us off something that $50,000. You know what? I think he's lying. I think he got 50 stacks, but he just not trying to save them for us. That's what
Oh, I love sexy lady in the background. I love that voice. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's your name?
My name is Taryn Lamont.
I already knew that. Made you say your name.
Oh, Lord.
Man, Splash Nino on Facebook, man. Inbox me, you know, I get on here, and I can talk, whatever, you know.
I got a question for you, man, because we was just talking about this story, and I know you're going to go in on this. What you think about the man who was apparently going to a house trying to steal some underwear. He was all in a dirty clothes and pretending underwear. What you think about that, dude?
It ain't even nothing about him. He's just crazy. He's just out the box. I don't even know. He ain't even. He belongs to the waffle. He's stuck.
He's snipping shitty pennies, all kind of things. What's he doing in there?
Oh, he'll we call those doom chasers down here.
I call them dirty vampires. Oh, that's the only you be digging for some freaking whatever, man. He's trying to find some blood and some goddamn
he'll booty head ass kid or something.
Oh, Lord.
All right, there you go. Let me see what else we got real quick. Hang on 1 second for me. All right, we got somebody from 254. You're on Life of the Dust Live. What's up?
What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? You know who it is.
Hey, y'all.
Shamai. It's Shamai.
Hey. There are other people
on this. Unless I knew this, that thing, because Shamai calls in. He has a very white voice. Yeah, what's up, ladies?
What's up, man?
What's good?
No, I'm chill. I just called. Give y'all a shout out. Been a while, man.
Yo.
Last time I listened to y'all was when I was on the show, so I had called back and just give y'all a shout out.
Oh, thank you, man. We appreciate you, man. You know, you're not running around. You want the dude that was running around trying to steal pennies out of a dirty clothes hamper, were you?
No.
I'm trying to make sure, man. I'm trying to figure out who this dude is, man. So I can interview him and find out what's wrong with you, man. What is he looking for?
I guess it's real out there. I guess time is really hot out there right now. So I don't know.
Oh, I don't get mad. I said some people like freaky about different things. But that's just not the type of freaky I'm about. I can't get down with that.
No, he extreme. Something wrong with that.
Oh, man. Now, man, as we come to a close here in a moment, I'm going to go ahead and let everybody shout out on where everybody can find y'all. Go and call from the 404 and let everybody know where they can find you again.
Yeah,
I'm
good.
404, just
404. Yeah.
Let them know where they can find you.
404. Yeah. Yo.
All right, somebody, let everybody know they can find you, bro.
Hey, I was listening. Like, if you can 254, let me make sure. Yeah, man, y'all can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/SPS_CEO. Or you can just Google Shamai Reed and you can find one of my websites.
Damn. I got to give you a shout out. I know you just released one of your websites. Congratulations.
Promo.com. It's showing live. We're going to be promoting models, music on the ground, and dancers. So, yeah. It's about to go down this summer.
Dope.
Sweet. Yep.
I mean, I'm not none of those. I mean, do y'all promote jugglers? I mean, I'm an expert juggler.
Jugglers?
Just shoot
a video, man. Shoot a video and send an email if you like it. We put on the site.
All right. Okay, you got me. All right, good to hear.
But don't be sniffing no panties, though. We ain't putting that.
Oh, no. I ain't sitting no dirty panties. Nobody better not see no freaking dirty panties. Tell them all. Let them know where you can find you at.
All right, y'all can find me on Twitter at Taryn Lamond. Also, on Facebook at Taryn Lamond, or just Google Taryn Lamond. It's TarynLyymon.
All right.
I'm done. Well, you can find me
on. You find me on Twitter. It's Shady J Dusk, CDDY, letter J D U S K. Also on Instagram, Stay Flexin.
Stay Flexin. Woo!
Bing. You can text Shady J Dusk to find a life from the dirt live, find a lot of stuff. DustBike.com, man. That's where you need to be. If you ain't on DustBike.com and you are in the entertainment industry, you are two steps behind. So check out DustBike.com. And, oh, man, it's some stuff. It's some heat. Y'all be on the lookout, man. April's going to be crazy in the show. A lot of big things going to happen in April. Y'all just stay tuned for it, man. And for those of y'all listening to the show, if you miss any parts of the show or you want to listen to other episodes you ever heard yet, you can always check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SettingJ or go to iTunes, type Life of the Dust Live. iTunes, it is FREE. Also, you can get it on a TuneIn Radio app on your phone, which is free. And I will, it will let you listen to all the shows from your mobile. So, man, you just really know where you can listen to the show. There's so many ways I can't even count anymore. So, there you go. That being said, we're rolling on out, reminding you and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a
T,
or where there's a S, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune into the episode of Life and Dust Live, your boy, Setty J. We'll see y'all on the Friday show. Let's talk more music. That means no talking, really. A lot of music. So that's how we're doing it. All right, we're rolling on out. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.
All right, all right, all right.
Peace out, y'all. Peace, man.